This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So this is the belief of the Muslims regarding Muhammad, peace be upon him. The glorious Quran is the book which presents the lives of all the prophets in the most dignified manner. Let us know what the glorious Quran has to say about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Jesus Christ, Isa alayhi salam, is mentioned in the Quran in no less than 25 different times by name. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is mentioned in the Quran in no less than 25 different times. He is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 87, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 136, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 253, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 45, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 49, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 52, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 59, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 84, he is mentioned by name in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayat number 157, in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayat number 163. In Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayat number 171. In Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayat number 46. In Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayat number 78. In Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayat number 110. In Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayat number 112. In Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayat number 114. In Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayat number 116. He is mentioned by name. In Surah An'am, Surah number 6, Ayat number 85. In Surah Maryam, Surah number 19, Ayat number 34. In Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayat number 7. In Surah Shura, Surah number 42, Ayat number 13. In Surah Zukhruf, Surah number 43, Ayat number 63. In Surah Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayat number 27. In Surah Saf, Surah number 61, Ayat number 6. And in Surah Saf, Surah number 61, Ayat number 14. He is mentioned by name in the Quran in no less than 25 different times. Apart from various dignified, honorable titles that he has been given with, like for example, Ibn Maryam, the son of Mary, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, and many others. And there are no less than 15 different surahs which talk about this mighty messenger of God Almighty. To know more about Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in the Quran, where do we begin? Where do we begin? Let us begin to know more about this mighty messenger of God with his birth. His birth is mentioned in the Quran in no less than 2 different places, in Surah Al Imran as well as in Surah Maryam, which is Surah number 3 and Surah number 19. When we read Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 42, which is the context which talks about the birth of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, we find certain glowing tributes given to Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Allah Almighty says in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 42, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ, and behold, the angel said, O Mary, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ, God Almighty has chosen thee. وَطَهَّرَكِ, and purified thee. وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ, and chosen thee above the women of all nations. The Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in the house of Islam, she has been chosen as the best woman of all nations. This is the honor, respect, dignity which has been given to Mother Mary in the house of Islam, that she has been chosen and purified and chosen above the women of all nations. Coming to the birth of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, it is mentioned in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 45, where Allah the Most High says, إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ, behold, the angel said, O Mary, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ, that God Almighty has given you the glad tiding of a birth to come. إِسْمُحُ الْمَسِيحِ هُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ, his name shall be Isa, Masih, Christ, Jesus the son of Mary. وَجِهَاً فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He will be held in honor in this world and hereafter. وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. And he will be among those who are nearest to Allah the Most High. When Mother Mary, she heard this news of the birth of her child, she was surprised. She was shocked, as she was a pious woman. She was a righteous virgin woman. She said, and Allah records in the Quran, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayat number 47, قَالَتْ رَبِّي. She said, "Oh my Lord, أَنَّ يَكُونَ لِي وَلَدْ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ. How can I have a son when no man has touched me?" And she was responded back, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ يَخْلِقُ مَا يَشَىٰ إِذَا قَضَىٰ أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Even so, Allah creates what He wills. And whenever Allah decreases a matter, He merely says to it, "Be," and the things come into being. This is the concept of the birth of Isa alayhi salam that is there mentioned in the glorious Quran. That for Allah Almighty to create a Jesus without father, just like that. For Allah to create Adam without father and mother, just like that. He merely says to it, "Kun fayakun." Be, and it comes into being. This prophecy of the birth of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, found fulfillment in Surah Maryam, which is the surah dedicated in the name of Mary. Chapter Mary, Surah Maryam, ayat number 27 onwards, it says, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. It says, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. At length, when she, Mother Mary, brought the babe, carrying him in her arms, قَالُوا, they said, the disbelievers, the people of doubt, they said, يَا مَرْيَمُ, O Mary, how could you do this? Because she comes from a respectable family, and she was a virgin, and she was away for some time from her people, and now she is coming back with a baby in her arms. And they started giving the family lineage. And it continues, Ya Ukhta Haruna, O sister of Aaron, Ma kana abuki imra'a saw'in wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. Your father was not a man of evil, nor your mother was an unchaste woman. What have you done? The amazement of the people knew no bounds. In any case, they were prepared to think worst of her. What could Mary do? Would they, in their senseless mood and mind, accept her explanation that she was inspired and received the revelation from God Almighty, and now she is with the baby? All she could do is to point out the child. And Allah records, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. And she pointed out the babe. قَالُوا. Again, they said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَحْدِ صَبِيًّا. How can we talk to someone who is just a child in the cradle? And this ayah, the next ayah which Allah talks about, is the first mighty miracle performed by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, that he defended his mother, that he saved the chastity of his mother from those false claims. Allah records that in the Quran, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Jesus, by a miracle, he spoke and he said, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He said, "Most certainly, I am the servant of Allah. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. He has given me the revelation. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And made me a prophet of God." This is the first mighty miracle performed by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, being a baby, that he saved his mother's chastity from those false claims. Although there are many other miracles that are mentioned in the Quran, attributed, performed by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, with the help of Almighty God, as mentioned in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayat number 49, that he gave life to the dead, but by God's permission, that he healed those born blind and the lepers, but by God's permission, and several other miracles. The Holy Bible too mentions about the various miracles performed by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. as mentioned in Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 12, verse number 28, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, I cast out devils with the finger of God. In Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11, verse number 20, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, I, with the finger of God, cast out devils. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, in Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 28, verse number 18, I was given all the authorities, all the powers by God Almighty. And in Gospel of John, the Bible says, in Gospel of John, chapter number 5, verse number 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my will, but the will of my Father who has sent me. So the concept of the miracles performed by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is very clear that he performed all those miracles with the help and permission of God Almighty. Let us now talk about the mission, the role of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. The mission of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is mentioned in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayat number 49, as well as in Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayat number 75. Allah the Most High says in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayat number 49, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty God, He has sent Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, as the messenger to the children of Israel, as a sign to them, as a miracle to them. In Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayat number 75, Almighty God, He says, Mal Masih ibn Maryama illa Rasul. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of God. Qad khalat min qablihi ar-rusul. Many were the messengers who passed away before him. Wa ummuhu siddiqah. His mother was a truthful woman. Kana ya'kulani ta'am. They both ate food. To prove what? That they were no gods. Unzur, have a look. كَيْفَ نُبَيِّنُ لَهُمُ الْآيَاتِ. How clear we made our ayat for you. ثُمَّ انظُرْ. Have another look. أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. Where have you perverted away? The Holy Bible also describes about the mission of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. In Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 17, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he says, Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And when we read Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 15, verse number 24, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says that I have been sent only to the children of Israel. So the mission of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was to bring the children of Israel back to the straight path and bring them all to the submission of Almighty God, Allah the Most High. Let us now understand the message brought by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Almighty God, Allah the Most High, says in Surah Zukhruf, Surah number 43, ayat number 64, Inna Allaha huwa Rabbi wa Rabbukum, fa'buduhu hadha siratu mustaqim. Most certainly, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. So worship Him, and this is the straight path. When we read Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayat number 117, it talks about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, that he says, Never did I say anything except that you, God Almighty, have commanded me to say, that is, Ani'budullaha Rabbi wa Rabbakum, that worship Allah, who is my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them as long as I was with them. But when you took me up, you were the watcher over them, and you are the witness of all things. The message of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in the Bible is clear. In Gospel of John, chapter number 17, verse number 3, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The Bible says in Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 19, verse number 16 and 17, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, to him comes a righteous person. He says, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? He was talking about paradise. And Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, Why are you calling me good for? There is none good except one, the God Almighty. And if you have entered into this life, keep the commandments. And the first of all the commandments is mentioned in Gospel of Mark, chapter number 12, verse number 29, that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he says, Shema Israelu, Edna Eloheinu, Edna Echad, which means in Hebrew, this is the Hebrew quotation, which means, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is only one Lord. And you should love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. This is the first commandment of all. Moreover, Allah Almighty, He says in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayat number 171, Ya Ahlal Kitab, O people of the book, La taghlu fi dinikum, do not go in extremes of your religion. Wa la taqulu ala Allahi illa al-haq, and do not say anything about Allah except the truth. Innamal Masih, Mosatil Messiah, who Isa ibn Maryama, who Jesus the son of Mary, Rasulullah, is the messenger of Allah, wa kalimatuh, and a word from him, Al-Qaha ila Maryamu wa ruhum minhu, which he bestowed on Mary, a spirit created by him. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ So believe in Allah and His messengers. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا And don't say Trinity. إِنْتَهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ Desist. It's better for you. إِنَّمَا اللَّهُ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ For our Allah is only one. So the message of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was fundamentally the same as was of Moses and all the rest of the prophets. May peace be upon all of them. That is to declare the unity of God Almighty. Let us know the Muslims' belief regarding the ascension of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. The glorious Quran is explicit in mentioning about the ascension of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayat number 157 and 158. Allah Almighty says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قُتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَا They said in boast that they killed Jesus, the son of Mary, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. وَمَا قَتَلُهُ وَمَا صَلَبُهُ Neither did they kill him, nor did they crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ But it was made appeared to them. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوهُ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ Those people who differ in this matter, they are in full of doubts. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا تِبَعَظَّنْ They do not have any certain knowledge, but they follow only guesswork, conjectures. Imagination. وَمَا قَتَلُهُ يَقِينًا For a surety, they killed him not. So what happened to him? Allah continues. In ayah number 158, Allah Almighty says, بَلْ رَفَعَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ And Allah took up unto himself. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا And Almighty Allah is Almighty and All-Wise. Almighty God, He is Almighty and All-Wise. We believe that one will not be punished for the sins of the other. As Allah says in Surah Najm, Surah number 53, Ayat number 38, Allah the Most High says, Allah taziru waziratum wizra ukhra, that the bearer of the burden will not be bear by the burden of another. And the Bible confirms this concept in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 18, verse number 20, It says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son will not bear the iniquities, the sins of the father. Neither the father will bear the sins or the iniquities of the son. So the concept is very clear from the Bible and the Quran regarding the concept of sin. Let us move further regarding the second coming of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. We Muslims, we strongly believe that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he will come back as our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He says in one of the books of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 4, hadith number 3448, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, By God, by Allah, in whose hand is my soul, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, will surely descend. And he will judge the people with the just law of the glorious Quran. The Bible also talks about the second coming of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 7, verse number 21 onwards. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, "Not all those who say me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven except with the permission, with the will of Almighty God. And many will come to me," Jesus, peace be upon him, says, "many will come to me on that day," on the day when he will come back in the second coming, "many will come to me on that day saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not done wonders, miracles in your name?" And Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he would say, "Depart from me. I knew you never. I never knew you. Depart from me." So this biblical verse also proves and describes the second coming of Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon him. The last section regarding the Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is we believe that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he prophesied about Muhammad, peace be upon him. In Surah Saf, Surah number 61, ayat number 6, it says, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَا, and behold the Jesus, the son of Mary, say, "Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, Inni Rasulullah ilaykum, most certainly I am the messenger sent to you. I am the messenger sent to you, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrat, to give you confirmation the law of the law which came before me. Wa mubashshiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad, and to give you the good news of a messenger to come whose name shall be Ahmad, which is another name of Muhammad, peace be upon him." Because there was no prophet in between Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon them, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, also prophesies about Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Holy Bible. The Bible says in Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16. In Gospel of John, chapter number 15, verse number 26. In Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, talks about the Comforter. He says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. For it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one who praised God Almighty a lot more than anyone, he will not come. But if I go, I will send it to him." The Bible says in Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 12 to 14, about the prophecies from the words of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. He says, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he shall guide you to all truth. For he shall not speak anything of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak. He shall show you things to come, and he shall glorify me." And on the testimony of Jesus and the testimony of Muhammad, peace be upon him, 1.6 billion Muslims approximately in the world, they bear witness that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is one of the mightiest messenger of Almighty God. We strongly believe that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he prophesied about the coming prophet, that is Muhammad, peace be upon him. And when we read the Holy Bible in the Songs of Solomon, chapter number 5, verse number 16, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is mentioned by name. The verse in Hebrew says, "Hikoma mitakim, hikoma mitakim, we kullo Muhammadim, zehdode wa zehre baina Jerusalem." It says his mouth is most sweet. He is altogether lovely. He is the praised one. Muhammadim is the actual original word. Muhammadim, he is altogether lovely. He is the praiseworthy. He is my beloved. He is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. This verse contains in the original manuscripts of the Bible the name Muhammad, peace be upon him. Let us now know about the one whom Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, prophesied, that is Muhammad, peace be upon him, his miracle, his mission, and his message. A non-Muslim author, he says about Muhammad, peace be upon him, that you must know this man. You may be an atheist or an agnostic, or you may be a believer in any of the religious denominations that exist in the world today, or you may be a believer in freedom and democracy, or you may be a communist, or you may have any political beliefs, personal and social habits happen to be, no matter what you are, and no matter what your ideological beliefs are, you must still know this man, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was chosen by God Almighty as the last and final messenger of Allah. The glorious Quran was revealed to him, was sent down to him as the last and final message. The glorious Quran confirms all the previous revelations sent down to different prophets by God Almighty. Although there are so many miracles performed by Muhammad, peace be upon him, the glorious Quran happens to be the greatest and the living miracle, the miracle of all time. The glorious Quran is the complete divine word of Almighty God, as mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 23. The glorious Quran is the final book of guidance, as mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 185. The glorious Quran is Furqan, the criterion to judge right from wrong, as mentioned in Surah Furqan, Surah number 25, ayat number 1. The glorious Quran being the last revelation, the last and final testament, the responsibility of protecting it was taken up by God Almighty Himself. Allah Almighty says in Surah Hijr, Surah number 15, ayat number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily, it is we who have sent down the message, and it is we, God Almighty, who will guard it from corruption. The glorious Quran came with a message to Muhammad, peace be upon him in particular, and to the whole humanity in general. The message is mentioned in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayat number 1. God Almighty says, Alif Lam Ra. This is the book which we have given to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that you may take people from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge, from disbelief to the belief in the unity of God. The message which was given in the Quran is clear in Surah Ibrahim. Surah number 14, ayat number 52, God Almighty says, Hada balaghul linnas. This is a message for mankind. وَلْيُنذَرُ بِهِ. Let them take warning from it. وَلْيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Let them know, let them understand that Almighty God is only one. وَلْيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And let the men of understanding, let the men of intellect, let the men who has got intelligence be reminded. The glorious Quran, it talks about the following and the obedience of Muhammad, peace be upon him, in great detail, showing the importance of following and the obedience of Muhammad, peace be upon him. As mentioned in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayat number 31, Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayat number 32, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayat number 132, in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 59, in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 65, in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 80, in Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 1, in Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 20, in Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 46, in Surah Nur, Surah number 24, ayat number 52, as well as in 54, and in many other places, Allah Almighty describes about the importance of following and the obedience of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, it is quite natural to praise, respect, honor, and love one's own leader, be it a guru, saint, or a prophet. And very often, we do it. Therefore, if I were to produce what great Muslims have said or written about this illustrious prophet of Almighty God, Muhammad, peace be upon him, it could be played as an exaggeration, as a fancy or idolization. Therefore, allow me to quote unbiased historians, friendly critics, and even the other non-Muslims. In recent times, a book published in America by the title The 100, or The Top 100, or The Greatest 100 in History, a certain Michael H. Hart, described as historian, mathematician, and astronomer, has written this book. He has searched men in the history of mankind who has the greatest influence on mankind. And he rates them from 1 to 100, including Ashoka, Aristotle, Hitler, Pluto, and many others. And he does not give us the mere chart of their influence on the people, but he evaluates in order of their influence and the degree of their excellence on the people, from number 1 till number 100. And he gives his own reasons. He gives his own reasons in selecting his candidates. We are not asked to agree and accept all what he says, but we must admire and appreciate man's own research and honesty. Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the world's most influential person in the history of mankind, as number 1, Muhammad, peace be upon him. In Non-Muslim, he says the number 1 who had influenced the mankind in the history of humanity is none other than Muhammad, peace be upon him. Unknowingly testifying God's own revelation mentioned in Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayat number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example, the most influential example for you to follow in the life is the life of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Moreover, Hart, Michael H. Hart, he says in his book on page number 33, my choice of making Muhammad, peace be upon him, as number 1, may surprise many and may be questioned by others, but he was indeed the most successful. He was indeed supremely successful in both religious and secular level. Another non-Muslim, a French man, you might know him, Lamartine. Lamartine, he wrote the history of Turks. And Turks being Muslims, he touched some aspects of Islam. And Lamartine had over 2 centuries ago, he gave his 3 objective standards before conferring, before granting greatness to anybody. He says, if greatness of purpose, smallness of means, and astounding results are the 3 criteria of any human genius, who could dare to compare any man in the modern history with Muhammad, peace be upon him? Let us know and analyze whether these 3 objective standards fit and justifiable in the case of Muhammad, peace be upon him. His first standard is greatness of purpose. History of the time will tell you that it was the darkest period in the history of mankind when Muhammad, peace be upon him, was commanded to declare his mission. The need was to raise prophets and messengers in every corner of the world, or raising one master messenger to the whole of humanity to take people out from falsehood, from disbelief, from polytheism, from superstition, from suspicion. And God Almighty, in his own divine wisdom, chose from the backwaters of Arabia the universal and the final messenger of God Almighty. Thus records in the glorious Quran, in Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, Ayat number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, except as a mercy for the whole worlds. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was not only for the Muslims. He came for the whole of humanity. His area of field was the whole of humanity. It was not a city, nor a state, nor a country, but the whole of the world. The entire world was his mission. These are not platitudes, my brothers. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he believed what he said and he practiced what he preached. Among his sahabas, companions, the new reverts were, can be counted as Bilal, the Abyssinian, Salman, the Persian, and Abdullah bin Salam, the Jew. Soon after he received the message that he is meant for the whole of humanity, he called the scribes and dictated them five letters. He dictated them five letters and told five sahabas, invaluable life, five companions, invaluable life, to send to the five surrounding countries, to the emperor of Persia, to the king of Egypt, to the Negus of Abyssinia, to the emperor Heraclius at Constantinople, and to the king of Egypt, thus fulfilling the impelling mission, the greatness of purpose, the reclamation of humanity to the master's fold. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was not out. He was not out to set or break the records. He was simply carrying out the mission entrusted to him by God Almighty to show the greatness of purpose. Lamartine says, smallness of means. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was not born with a silver spoon in his mouth. His father died before his birth. His mother died when he was just 6 years old. He was doubled orphan at this tender age. He was taken care by his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. After 3 years, he also passed away. Compare and contrast this poor Arab child, this poor Arab orphan child, with some of the greatest personalities that preceded him, and you must marvel at what destiny he had stored in for him. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he had nothing to offer. No bread, no meat. All he could offer is the trials and tribulations, the straitjacketing of the lives in this earth, and the good pleasures in the hereafter. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was an open book for them. He had shown them what he was, his nobility of his character, integrity of his purpose, his purity of faith, and his enthusiasm for the truth that he had come to preach, revealed the hero, and they all followed him. Smallness of means. Outstanding results, says Lamartine, the third standard that he has set. You know that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was just one when he started his mission. And today, there are more than 1.6 billion Muslims in the world who testifies what he testified 1400 years back, saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, that we bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of God Almighty. Even the non-Muslims, they testify, they acknowledge and they affirm the dignity, the honor, the truthfulness, the honesty of Muhammad, peace be upon him, to show outstanding results. Lamartine, he ends his long segment of literary with these words to Muhammad, peace be upon him. He says, Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a philosopher, orator, apostle, warrior, legislator, conqueror of ideas, of a cult without images, the restorer of rational beliefs, a founder of 20 terrestrial empire and of one spiritual empire. That is Muhammad, peace be upon him. As regards all standards by which human greatness may be measured, we may well ask, is there any man greater than he, says Lamartine, who wrote the history of Turks. George Bernard Shaw, he says in his book, Genuine Islam, published in the year 1936, in volume number 1, page number 8, he says, he must be called as the savior of humanity. Muhammad, peace be upon him, according to him, he must be called as the savior of humanity. I believe, he says, I believe if a man like him were to assume the dictatorship of the modern world, he would succeed in solving its problems in the way that would bring it the much needed peace and happiness. These were the views of non-Muslims who shared about Muhammad, peace be upon him. Thus the glorious Quran was the ultimate miracle of Muhammad, peace be upon him. His mission was to bring and invite people to the submission of God, and his message was to declare the unity of God. My dear brothers and sisters, both Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon them, represent the same God. They both spoke about God's love to his people. They both shared the same faith. They both came with the same message. They both invited people to the same God. They both had the similar care towards their people. They both worshipped the same God. And they both taught that their way was the truth. And Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he prayed for our guidance. He cared for our salvation. He cried and he wept, waking up in the nights, spending sleepless nights only so that we may be guided and we may be saved from the fire of hell. My dear brothers and sisters, if we really care for both Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon them, if we honestly love them, it is a high time that we must uphold the truth, the primary message brought by both of them, the message brought by both of them, and practice in reality. The message was the unity of God, the indivisible God, Almighty Allah alone, with no partners and peers in his essence, attributes and names. I would like to end my talk with an ayah from Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayat number 116, where Allah Almighty says, O Jesus, did you say unto men, worship me and my mother in derogation, in disrespect to Allah? He would say, Subhanak, glory be to you. Never could I say such a thing which I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would have indeed known it. For you know what is in my heart, though I know not what is in yours. For you and only you are the knower of all that is hidden. Wa akhiru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I thank once again each one of you, especially the Christian guests, for your patient listening and humble presence. Thank you so much.
Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah,
no Muslim is a Muslim if he or she does not believe in Isa alayhi salam, in Jesus, peace be upon him. Philosopher, orator, apostle, legislator, warrior, conqueror of ideas, of a cult without images, the restorer of rational beliefs, the founder of 20 terrestrial empire and of one spiritual empire, that is Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Allah, la ilaha illallah.
Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon them, brothers in Islam.
Jesus was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idh qala Isa ibn Maryama ya bani Israila inni rasulullah ilaykum musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrat wa mubashshiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad falamma ja'ahum bil bayyinat qalu hadha sihrun mubin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi ishrah li sadri وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْأُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Dear coordinator, Brother Abdul Hadi, respected elders, and my dear brothers and sisters, I greet all of you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, May the peace, mercy, and the blessings of Almighty God, Allah the Most High, be on all of you. First of all, I am grateful to Allah Almighty who has given me this opportunity to share the life of His two noble messengers. I am thankful to Islamic Affairs and Charitable Activities Department, Government of Dubai, for organizing this event. And I thank each one of you, especially over 400 Christian guests and their respective leaders, for your humble presence and participation. We are pleased to have all of you as our guests. The topic of this evening's talk is Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon them, brothers in Islam. This topic is significant to more than half the population on the face of the earth. That is Christians, who are around 2 billion, and Muslims, who are around 1.6 billion in number. And this presentation will be primarily based on the holy religious scriptures so that we may ascertain the truth. Also, it is always advisable to go back to the holy religious scriptures instead of looking at the practice of the followers. So the topic is Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon them, brothers in Islam. To gain the better understanding of the talk, let us define the terms of the topic. The topic is Jesus and Muhammad, brothers in Islam. There are four terms used in the topic. Jesus, peace be upon him, is referred in the glorious Quran as Isa alayhi salam. Jesus, peace be upon him, in Arabic, Isa'u, in Hebrew, classical Yeshua. The name is very simple. Isa'u, a very common name used more than 60 times in the very first book of the Bible called Genesis. The second term is Muhammad, peace be upon him. Muhammad means the praised one. His another name was Ahmad, which means the one who praises Allah the Most High a lot more than anybody else. The third term of the topic is brothers. The brotherhood are of various kinds. Like, for example, brotherhood based on blood relation, the brotherhood based on race, on region, and based on faith. Now you might be surprised as to how Jesus, peace be upon him, popularly known as the Christian personality, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, popularly known as the Muslim personality, how come they both are brothers? Well, the brotherhood that I am talking between these two prophets and messengers of God Almighty is the brotherhood based on faith. Our Nabi Kareem, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said in Sahih al-Bukhari, which is the teachings of the book of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in volume number 4, hadith number 3443, he, peace be upon him, said, I am nearest to Isa, the son of Mary. I am nearest to Isa, peace be upon him, the son of Mary, in this world and hereafter. And all the prophets are paternal brothers. Their mothers are different, but their religion, their faith is one. So these two blessed prophets are brothers in Islam. The fourth term being used in the topic is Islam. Islam is an Arabic word which comes from the two root words, salam or silm, which means peace and submission. In short, Islam would mean acquiring peace by submitting your will to the will of Almighty God, Allah the Most High. Let us know more about these two blessed prophets and messengers of God Almighty. Our belief regarding Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is that he was the one of the finest and the mightiest messenger of God Almighty. We believe that he was born miraculously without any male intervention. We believe that he healed those born blind and the lepers, but by God's permission. We believe that he gave life to the dead, but by God's permission. We believe in all the miracles of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. And we believe that he was sent to the children of Israel. We believe that Injil, gospel, good news was sent down to him. And we believe that he was a blessed child. In fact, no Muslim is a Muslim. I repeat, no Muslim is a Muslim if he or she does not believe in Isa alayhi salam, in Jesus, peace be upon him. And Islam is the only non-Christian faith which makes it an article of faith to believe and respect, revere, honor Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. This is our belief regarding Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Now our belief regarding Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that he was the last and final messenger of God Almighty. We believe that unlike all the previous prophets, he was sent as the universal messenger for the whole of humanity. We believe that the glorious Quran was sent down to him for the whole of mankind. And we believe that Muhammad, peace be upon him, he testified, he confirmed all the previous prophets and messengers of God Almighty.